listener production.
A bonus.
Bonus
episode.
The big bonus episode.
Bonus means extra.
Matt and Alex.
Bonus
episode.
Yes, your boys are back with another special edition of All Day Breakfast, focused entirely on the concept of health, Matt O'Kine, because thanks to NIB, we're going to make it nice and exciting today.
Oh, man. I mean, there's always like that moment in life where you actually start caring about health. Because, you know, when you're a kid, you just feel invincible. You're jumping off, like, you can jump off. I remember, like, the game used to be, like, how many stairs can I jump down? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You run up and try and jump down, like, 12 stairs, and that would be fine. If I did that now, I would be absolutely ruined.
Yeah, so health does get a lot of the best stories, and so we're going to be having a big episode today. We've got a very special caller who's going to tell us about their own health journey. And Matt, I thought, given that this is a special podcast, that we could talk about the second part of that word, because casts are something usually you get when you've got poor bone health, i.e. you've broken one. So we're going to jump into that.
You know what that's about, don't you? You know exactly what that's about. Are you going to tell us about some of your journey?
I got my own little health journeys I've been on, yeah, that I could tell you.
Actually, that reminds me about a friend who's been in the wars a bit recently as well. I'll fill you in. But let's dive right in. Hey, this is Matt and Alex, a very special bonus episode thanks to NIB.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.
Don't know if you know about this bug that's been going around pools, Alex Dyson, but there is some serious gastro hitting people left, right and center, especially if you've got kids, because I tell you what, no one likes swallowing water more than a kid in a pool.
Why do they do it?
I know. You're like,
it tastes
too like,
chlorine-y.
It's the most disgusting water you could possibly be drinking. And you're like, please spit it out. Please stop swallowing it. And they're just like, gulp, gulp. You're like, no. So there's this bug going around and it's hitting like every family I know with a child. And
who does like swimming lessons?
Oh, yeah. But even just in general, it's going around the daycares, etc. And so a friend of ours that we both know, the Sarge, he goes by the name of, we were chatting on the group chat and he's like, and we're like, oh, how's the gastro going? And he's like, not good, because I also just fractured my wrist on the weekend playing the like a charity soccer game with a bunch of different musicians. And so he does that. He said he was on the field for a total of 1 minute before he ends up getting absolutely steamrolled, right? Fracturing his wrist. Then on top of that, in that sort of collision, he's done something to his back.
Right.
Then his kid gets gastro. And
he said,
yeah, then he said it was just the worst night of his life. I shouldn't be laughing.
So he's in a cast.
So he's got a cast on one arm, right?
The dominant hand.
His back was hurting so much that he couldn't sit up or stand up or anything. He just had to lie down. His kid was vomiting and pooping everywhere. And he's just lying on the floor while his kid's lying next to him, like vomiting and pooping, like, oh God.
What was his poor partner doing?
I don't know why she wasn't there, but I mean, you know, it's bloody 2023, 2024. Yeah, it was just the two of them. I think it was his duty. I think he'd gone out the night before or something. Anyways, whatever.
The point is,
he was there. He was stuck and he was probably cursing his health in that moment.
But, absolutely. Well, health can get a bit exciting when things go wrong. And I thought I'd tell you about the first time, because I wasn't playing too much how many stairs can I jump down, like yourself, Matt, growing up. So I went quite a long way without breaking a bone. And I was pretty proud of myself for the longest time.
You thought you were pretty invincible, didn't you?
Thought I was pretty invincible. Did you break one when you were little?
No, not really. I mean, I had fractured a thumb, I believe, playing cricket without gloves. Forgot to put the gloves on. Then one of the parents.
What an actual game, not just at the beach or something.
No, in the nets, training, cricket practice. Then one of the parents of one of the kids who was our coach just decides to deliver a bit of bloody chin music. I've got the hands up in the way. It's only after the ball collides with my thumb that I realise, forgot to put the glovey on. and it was difficult to write for quite a while.
Absolutely.
After that one.
Well, mine's a sporting one as well, because back in the day, playing for Russell's Creek Footy Club, I was on the wing. The ball went up and ran straight into the centre to try and affect the play. Fortunately, running to my own teammate. That teammate's nickname, Moose. So I wasn't running into the chipmunk. I wasn't running into the hamster. I wasn't running into the meerkat. I ran into Moose.
I think everyone...
when you hit a moose, you usually come off second best.
I feel like everyone has a friend in the group with the nickname of Moose.
Yeah.
And they're never, never tiny people.
They're not. And look, you know, I can do a bit of damage myself. I had once playing footy, a teammate described me. I think I'd laid a, you know, pretty solid tackle that game. And after the end of the game, he said, you know, Alex, you tackling is like someone swinging a bag of soup bones and hitting someone with it. I'm not sure why, if that's a compliment or
What is that? Is that saying you got the bony shoulders happening or what?
I think I just...
A few ham hocks to the head.
I run into someone and my hocks just fly around them. So I don't absolutely clean them up. But poor Moose, he copped a chin. His chin got split open.
Oh, no.
And I went on the bench because I was a bit dazed. Like, my head went straight into his chest. So I was on the bench, you know, collecting my thoughts. And then after a bit, I'm like, all right, I'm good to go here. Let's go back out. But I was running out. My shoulder was hurting. Okay. Got through the game. And as I did back in those days, I was going to uni and I'd go back on the train on weekends to play for Russell's Creek and then catch the train back to Melbourne. Dad sat me on the train. He always heated up a pie for me or something. So I ate that, got back to college. And the next day I was scheduled to play the first St. Hilda's College game, which I said to the captain beforehand, look, oh, I might have to pull out. Like, my shoulder's hurting. He's like, oh, can you lift it up? And I lift it above my head and I'm like, yeah. But it's a bit sore. He's like, oh, you should be okay. So I started played for 5 minutes and I'm like, this shoulder's not working. So then the next day I had to the doctor and he's like, can you lift it up? I'm like, yeah, it's going up. It's just not working really well. He's like, oh, we'll send you some x-rays just in case. Went down there. Broken collarbone.
Ooh.
What happens there?
Do you know what? The collarbone is one of the only things that ever gets mentioned when it, like, never gets mentioned unless it's broken.
Yep.
You know, like,
always
no one ever talks
in harm's
about,
way, the clavicle.
No one ever just talks about collarbones for good reasons. It's always when it breaks.
Except when I found out that I could make fart noises with my collarbone.
Go on.
Well, this is a health podcast. I guess you were talking about gastro earlier on, if you want
me to. Yeah, go on. You can't tease us with the promise of mythical fart noises from your clavicle and not give us a little bit of the go.
Well, I was putting on a shirt one day, like, you put your hands over your head and it just
use
sort of
it or lose it, old man. Let's go.
All right. Headphones are coming off. Shirt is coming off. I'll try and get it close to the mic and see if this works. Oh, it doesn't work with headphones.
I mean, that was a little squeak.
Hear that? Does that work?
Thank you to NIB.
Thanks to NIB for this incredible piece of content.
Yep, no regrets.
Brad's quickly disassociating with Matt and Alex there. There they go. They got them. People that listen are like, yeah, get Matt and Alex on board. They'll be able to tell health stories really well. Make health exciting for you. Farting with his collarbones. Anyway,
I think the regrets break
because now I've got a lump on my left one. I think that's why my left was working better, because I've got quite a bump there once it healed, like it healed in a bump.
So what, that stole your ability to, this accident?
No.
Stole your ability to do the fart noise?
No. It was more like Spider-Man, like it enhanced it.
Oh.
Yeah. So now, because there's a bump, it creates a much better concave little skin section in my shoulder.
So in other words, you should be thanking Moose.
Moose?
For giving you this talent.
It's when, like, you know, like Alex Mack gets covered in ooze and then she's got superpowers. I got covered in Moose.
And see, do you know what, Dyson, as well? See, weak people. you know, some sort of a lesser person would use that power to, you know, prank classmates.
Yep.
And say, oh, you know, Darren did the fart when it was actually your collarbone, but you didn't, did you? You know that with great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly right.
And no, I'm very proud of you, mate. Fart on. Well done.
Cheers. Should we have a break and then come back with someone else's help story?
Oh, yes. I wonder what noises they can make with their body.
What superpowers this story has gained.
We are chatting to someone who does have an incredible health story, so please stick with us. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Bonus ep.
Yes, thanks to NIB, we're going to get excited about health with a very special caller now. We did put the call out for some people who have some stories in which health played an integral part, and Janine got in touch with us.
Yeah, if you're looking for people who can inspire you to never give up, keep on improving, doing amazing things, that's exactly who we're about to chat to right now. On the phone, it is Janine. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
So good, Janine. Very excited to be chatting to you about your health journey. Do you want to tell us where it all started?
So it all started when my kids started school and I met some awesome ladies and they encouraged me to get healthy with them.
Really? Because it can be a bit difficult when you're by yourself to get the motivation to prioritize your health. But what did this group end up doing with you?
So we decided probably with about 6 months' notice that we might try Tough Mudder. We'd never heard of it or anything like that before, but someone brought it up and we thought, we can do this.
So when you first heard the name Tough Mudder, what did you think it was?
Oh, I had no idea what it was. We were completely in the dark.
So you agreed to it before knowing that it's an arduous, like, hike through all sorts of obstacles and grime?
Oh, completely. And probably the first thing that scared us the most was the electric shock treatment.
So, wait, okay, no, sorry, Janine, let's go, I feel like there must be a step we're missing here, because if someone just randomly walked up to me and said, hey, let's do Tough Mudder, I would say, you have the wrong person. I feel like you're mistaken. So what happened? Were you hitting the gym together or what?
Yeah, we were sort of doing like a boot camp after we dropped the kids at school in the morning, and our biggest effort was running to the tree in the park.
Right. Well, you want a boot camp, try and get a kid ready for school in the morning. Girl, there's a few obstacles there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so Tough Mudder gets raised and you think, all right, I don't know what it is. Sounds fun and not torturous at all. What did you find out quickly?
So it was hard work training. We all joined together and made sure that we were accountable for coming to training sort of thing. So we knew that 20Ks was huge amount of running, and we're like, I don't know anyone in our group that had ever run 20Ks before.
Yeah, wow, that's an absolute big one. And which of you bought the taser that you could start shocking each other with preparation?
No, there was nothing like that.
Okay, good.
All the shock the day that we got there. So.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, my goodness.
So what period did the training last for?
So we probably trained for about 4 months.
That's impressive. And do you feel yourself getting healthier and healthier as you went along?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And it was like a drug. You had to go to training because you felt so good after you finished that everyone was like, come on, why weren't you there sort of thing. And we were so supportive of each other because when kids are young, there's always obstacles in the way. But it was a point of us putting time for ourselves first.
And where are you based and where was Tough Mudder being held?
So we're based in Gawler in South Australia, and we drove 13 hours to Phillip Island.
Oh, my goodness.
That's going to wear you out alone.
Oh, well, when you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and drive, and let's just say...
You competed as you got out of the car, you went straight into Tough Mudder.
Not quite. We got there the night before, but the journey was 13 hours, and our... Not driving to Melbourne very often, we sort of got a little bit lost on the way there. So made more of an adventure to get there.
Wow.
Okay. And then so tell us about the night before. Did you go sightseeing? Did you prepare? What was it like?
No, it was all very nervous energy. We got there and we were staying in a dorm. So that was all of a bit of an adventure after a 13-hour drive.
Yeah.
so we 8 tea, and everyone went to bed early because we knew that tomorrow was going to be a huge day. Some of us, we'd never left our kids before, so we'd left our kids with our husbands. Like, I know my youngest at the time, he was 2.
Wow.
So, yeah, definitely a challenge to leave 3 kids at home with hubby. That made us all a bit nervous, leaving our kids at home with our partners.
Absolutely, but worth it to get the culmination of all this exercise and healthy eating, the carb loading the night before, you get out to the start line. How did the race go?
Oh, it was amazing sort of thing. So there were, we probably had a group of 20, 23 that did Tough Mudder, and 20Ks, like I said, it's not like you're running a marathon because there's obstacles in between, but those obstacles were challenges in themselves sort of thing. So whether you were scared of heights and the team had to get you up over the big obstacle or through the ice bath that was absolutely freezing and took your breath away.
Oh, goodness.
Every time, everything you say, I'm like, oh, it can't get worse. And lo and behold, it does. You managed to surprise me. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we did have one of our friends that at the start, they give you a bit of a pep talk and they say, when you get to jumping in the water, if you can't swim, don't do it. Well, one of our friends couldn't swim and she forgot. So she climbed up the tower and jumped off with all of us because the adrenaline was just pumping and we were having so much fun. So we've all turned around and gone, why you jumped in? Lifeguard, she can't swim. Get her out.
Wow, caught up in the moment.
Hopefully you all got to safety.
Oh, we did. We did. We got out and we were so muddy and there were so much amazing experiences that we had in that moment of diving through mud. We had mud where you don't want mud to be sort of thing. So it was amazing. Definitely a highlight for us.
And how long did it take to complete the course? And did you ever do another one after that?
Yeah, we've probably done 3 Tough Mudders all up. And we've done some other obstacle courses like True Grit and other things like that that have come through SA. But, yeah, no, definitely a highlight for us was our first. Nothing ever compared to that first one because the unknown was amazing.
Janine, that's so good.
Well, yeah, you certainly found a way to make getting healthy exciting, Janine. Thank you very much for telling us all about it here on All Day Breakfast. And, look, I wouldn't say you've inspired us to go and jump in an ice bath, but it's as close as I've been to subjecting myself to that after hearing how great it was for you and your friends from the school pickup. So cheers for letting us know all about it.
No worries. Thanks.
Thank you. And thank you for listening to another bonus episode of Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Thanks to NIB. We are making health exciting. So if you've got any health stories, hit us up at matt.n.alex. We'd love to hear from you.
That's it. Until next special edition, we'll catch you later.
Bye-bye.